Good morning. My guest this morning is David Bannister from the Laguna Foundation. Good morning, David.
Morning, Roland.
I understand that Laguna Foundation events are getting sold out virtually as fast as you announce them.
Well, we had some nice coverage in the Press Democrat on Sunday. There's a nice article about that, and pictures of a owl presentation that we did a week or so ago, which was sold out. And yeah, you're right. We've got a couple that are coming up that are sold out: Birds of the Laguna and From Earth to Art, Making Art Supplies from Natural Materials, are both events that we are full at this point.
Well, but there's an event that's happening this evening that we hope is not full. As we are speaking here, the complex social life of cliff swallows, insights from a 30-year study. That sounds like a wonderful presentation.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. We're doing that one in conjunction with Native Songbird Care and Conservation Group and the Madrone Audubon Society. Both of those two groups, as you may know, have been working on the issue with Caltrans about the cliff swallow nesting colony on the Petaluma River Bridge. And Dr. Brown is in town to consult with them about that. And we got contacted by those groups and said, oh, we'd love to do a presentation with him about cliff swallows.
So on the Petaluma Bridge, that's the bridge over the Petaluma River.
Correct. They're doing the construction project there, as you know. And last spring, a year ago, Caltrans had put up some netting to try and keep the cliff swallows from getting in there where the construction was going on with their nests. But that was highly controversial. A bunch of cliff swallows died when they got caught in the netting, and it didn't work well. So they've come up with a different solution. And I think the fact that it's spring and the swallows are starting to arrive now is why Dr. Brown is in town to consult on with Caltrans on that project.
How large a colony is that?
I don't know, but it's hundreds. It's a pretty good-sized colony. And these birds migrate back here over thousands of miles. They've spent the winter in Central America. They come back here for their nesting season during the summer, and so we want to take care of them to the extent that we can.
Right. It's really too bad that you can't sort of get a place ready and get them to go and look it over or something.
Yeah, they come back to the same spot year after year, too. That's another thing about them. So when something's under construction like this, it does need to be done with care.
So I see that one of the co-sponsors of this event is Native Songbird Conservation and Care.
Yeah, that's a group that has been working on this issue. They're out of Sebastopol, and they help take care of birds that get injured and the like, as does Bird Rescue Center in Santa Rosa also has that operation.
Now, again, going back to the obvious growing popularity of Laguna Foundation events, you mentioned one that's coming up on May 3rd, a rookery walk at Delta Pond.
Correct. We do this one every year. There is a rookery with cormorants, great blue heron, and great egrets, and I think sometimes snowy egrets as well, that has been for years on the corner of Delta Pond. Delta Pond is the City of Santa Rosa wastewater storage facility that is at the end of the Santa Rosa Creek Trail all the way to the west.
Uh-huh.
Normally, if you pursued that Santa Rosa Creek Trail west of Willowside Road, you would run into it. Cyclone fence, and you can't go any further. But we work with the City of Santa Rosa to open this up one day a year when the young will be in the nests.
Oh,
and because you're on this sort of berm, sort of dam that was used to create Delta Pond, you can actually look almost into those nests.
Wow.
And we set up spotting scopes and docents there to help people see and walk them out to that site. So it's quite a day. We do it as a fundraiser for our Learning Laguna Elementary Education Program, where we take kids on field trips to the Laguna, and we pay for the buses. And so this event is a fundraiser for that bus fund.
Oh, terrific. You guys are doing a great job, really.
Thank you.
It's very nice to see something be successful and not take over everything and spoil it, as so many things do.
Well, we try and be good stewards and try and teach people also about the ecosystem.
Well, thanks again. Okay, folks, tonight, it might be a good idea for you to call right away. The Complex Social Life of Cliff Swallows, Insights from a 30-Year Study. It's a presentation by Dr. Charles Brown at 7 p.m. at the Laguna Environmental Center, Heron Hall on 900 Sanford Road in Santa Rosa. Telephone number 527-9277. Online, go to lagunafoundation.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.